Danny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back to the Smoky Shelter. And this is your host, Big Lance, and
Phil.
And we are fucking finna hit it off us. Are we doing Star Trek?
Star Trek Beyond. Star Trek 2016. Beyond.
My pick, because Star Trek trilogy so far is one of the best fucking trilogies out there. Just gonna hit it on the nail with that one. It's up there with fucking Hunger Games and all that shit, dude. We can fucking talk about this for days. I love the Star Trek trilogy. I really do.
All right, good. Well, why don't you get into it and tell me a little bit about it?
Let me tell you what they're doing. All these good-ass movies that's coming out that people are saying are the best movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy. Why are they saying they're the best? Because they're adding these modern-day shit to it. Like these badass fucking 90s songs. And these are, I mean, hell, they in Guardians of the Galaxy, they even break it on down back on to fucking Michael Jackson. ABC's 1, 2, 3, or whatever. But they got all these good songs, man. That's what's making these fucking movies, man, I think. And they're adding a lot of comedy to them.
Yeah.
And comedy hits, man. Mm-hmm. That's what people want to laugh, people want to cry. People want emotion.
People want to live. People don't want to die.
Right. People want emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
On movies. They want emotions. They want laughter. They want fucking pain. They want fucking...
They want all the streams of emotion.
That's right. That's what they want. And that's what these movies are giving them now. And that all the best movies are giving them all these emotions,
yeah,
man.
I agree. I see that. I see what you're saying.
So, we got Star Trek, man. Every one of them has hit, dude. Star Trek, Into Darkness, Star Trek Beyond. Every one of them's hitting fucking a nail on the head, dude. Every time. And this is the third strike of the nail. And usually the third strike knocks it on into the board.
All right, well, you giving me a review. What's your rating?
All right, and we're fucking done tonight. See you guys later. All right, it's 15 after the hour, quarter to.
Oh, God, back with that shit. What, you want to tell me what's going on in this movie?
All right. Starts out, I don't know this race. I can't remember the name of the race. What was the name of the race of this fucking bitch that come on and was
I like, don't know. I couldn't tell you the name of them. I only watched it the one time.
All right, well, she's like, you gotta save my planet, blah, 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 right?
Right.
So I don't remember what she's bitching about. What's she bitching about? She's bitching something. She ain't telling them the truth.
No, she's telling them that this other race got her. No, that's what happened. She says, my planet is in trouble. My crew is in trouble. Come help.
Something like that.
And they send them. You only mentioned the fact that fucking, what's his name? Captain Kirk is starting to lose his mind. He's like, I can't be out here much longer. I need to find another job.
Yeah.
He's done.
But he's still out. Fucking bitches every night.
Yeah.
Did he have any bitches he was fucking in?
I don't know. He kind of looked a little more grown up in this one.
He did look a little more grown
but
up.
But I definitely seen the love fest between him and Spock that you were talking about.
I told you, man. They're fucking.
They practically fucked.
Yeah, they're fucking in this one. They just don't mention that they're fucking. But they're actually fucking. Ear holes. I mean, them pointy ears just going in different type of holes. I done said that.
That's pretty graphic, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think that Kirk has commanded more respect. And I think it's he's playing the part right. I mean, he's still a little bit of a loose cannon. But at the same time, he's...
So the Federation goes to fucking save her whatever she needs help with. I can't remember exactly. But anyway, when he gets there, basically she lied to him. There's a fucking army there waiting for him. And what is this army's name?
I don't know.
God damn it, you didn't watch the movie?
Did you watch it?
Yes, but I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Shit, man.
It wasn't the Romulans.
No,
this
it
time.
Was. It was a whole different species that I don't recall. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like Klingons or Romulans. Those are the norms that you hear about all the time in all the TV shows. This one was like a new thing that I don't remember the name. I'm sure they said what their name was, but it wasn't memorable.
Well, anyway, these motherfuckers are coming in like the...
We don't have to go through the plot.
No, but I want to mention this big, big fucking scene at the beginning where they're taking down the Enterprise. We got to mention that they're taking down
the fucking
Enterprise.
Oh, man, they ripped the goddamn Enterprise apart.
And what did he say? Let's cut the throat of the Enterprise, the leader of
the
other team.
These motherfuckers are like, each ship has one person in it, but they make a big ship. That's what it was, and then they break apart like bees, and they...
Oh, man.
And they start diving into shit.
That's where I want
to... And sucking people out. Who did you see that?
Yes. Have you watched Ender's Game?
Yeah, I've watched that.
Do you remember the end of Ender's Game?
Not really. It's been a long time.
The end of Ender's Game, they create a fucking huge shield out of all the fucking droids they have.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't remember.
And they're
Bruce Willis in that?
They're doing all... No. Oh,
is it Bruce Willis?
No, it's not Bruce Willis.
Okay. But it's somebody big.
But they're using all these droids as a shield, and everybody that's in these droids die.
Right.
Except for the one that gets through to blow the whole ship up.
Right,
and then
it
dies at the end. Everybody dies in the movie.
Oh, that feels so much
And bad. At the end of the Ender's Game movie, oh my God, I'm on spoiler alert if you haven't seen Ender's Game. The end of the movie Ender's Game, the boy thought it was a reenactment and did not know that he was actually going
killing
to war with the whole planet and killed a whole fucking species.
Right.
He thought it was a fucking game. They fucking fucked that boy on that shit.
Oh, you're buzzing. Man, it feels so much better to lean back like this.
Alright, but... So... They create the... They have this fucking... These ships, man, and they got so many of them that they create this fucking, like, whirlwind, like, tornado-type shit where they work in sequence and they fucking just destroy the Enterprise by shooting their fucking ships through the fucking body of the Enterprise and cutting off fucking the whole engine setup at first.
Well,
so
no, the first thing they cut off was the warp.
The warp drive, so they couldn't
warp
drive.
Right. Those are the two pieces coming up.
And then they cut off all the everything that they can use to move.
And then it was just a giant disc falling.
Then it's just a giant disc falling and orbiting, not orbiting, but falling from gravitational pull to this planet. And what planet is this? We don't even really know about the planet. This
may have
is,
said the name of it, but it was like an uninhibited planet, wasn't it?
I think it was that girl's planet that was dying.
No, what it was what it is there was a whole bunch of different species there because they were killing a bunch of people and they were falling there. Because I think
was
they were
it the beginning
of
the was it the beginning of this movie? He was like, "You killed my that was our ride, man." He fucking shoots the big fucking dinosaur looking thing, and Bones is like, "That was our ride, man."
Yeah,
was that this one or was it Into Darkness? I think that was Into Darkness.
I think it was Into Darkness.
That was funny.
I think that was Into the Darkness.
Into the Darkness. Okay, well, anyway, so they fall down on this planet, and they're picking the pod ships up that are being fucking shot out of the Enterprise.
Yeah, they're just...
They're picking them up.
I thought they were killing them, but they were actually just taking them.
Yeah, they were taking them and keeping them at a POW camp. Took them to a POW camp. And
where old boy was sucking the life out of
And what it was is the beginning of this movie, if you remember, it's got them two little or that alien that's talking to Kirk and he's like, "I'm giving you this it's a piece of a weapon," and they're like, "So they stole that weapon," and he's like, "No, they acquired it." Oh, so they stole that weapon. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Them little two little fucking...
Them big old goddamn things.
Yeah, and then they run down and they're like 2 foot tall or something.
Like, what the
shit.
Fuck are these? Yeah, they look like monkeys.
They all jump on him and fucking they have to warp him back or they have to beam him back to the ship and two of them's on top of him.
And they're chasing them down the halls because...
But anyway, all of it's for this piece of weapon that this man wants.
Well, they didn't know it was a piece of weapon at the time. They just thought it was an artifact.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you got Kirk, Spock's fucked up, and Bones having to work on him.
Yeah, because he got hit with a comb thing or something, some kind of... pointy object that stabbed into
a Uhura is on the
she's a Uhura she's
she
a
she is a Uhura
she's a whore huh
yeah but a Uhura she's on she got kidnapped by the other team or by the other
is that you
that's you doing something over there all right
are you connected to this desk
I think you're doing it whatever you got over there is making this happen.
I was just tightening up my boom stand.
Right. Uhura is on the other side.
She's a whore, huh?
But Spock's got what? A tracking device on his hoe. He's like, Bones is like, so you got a tracking device on your girlfriend,
that
right?
Is not what it was meant for.
He's like, well, yes, I guess I do, but that's not what it was intended for.
It's only logical.
Right. Well, so... they know where they're at, and they got that girl. They find the girl that is in the what? The Franklin. The U.S. Franklin.
Yep, which and is it, an old...
It's an old ship that it was built in space and not built to go out of an atmosphere. It was not built to be shot from an atmosphere. It was built to come right out of space and fly. So... they're kind of worried about trying to get it back into space whenever they do, but I'm going a little ahead.
Okay.
But we ain't gotta go by the plot. Fucking what you got?
I don't know. I thought.
I'm the only one talking about this movie. It feels like you didn't even watch it.
Did watch it. I mean,
well,
what you got on it?
What's one of your favorite scenes?
Is the movie plot?
What about the white?
Is the movie plot driven?
What about the white chick with the dreads?
I'm talking about J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
She was hot.
Was she not hot?
She was hot.
I love that war paint looking shit on her face.
Oh, let's see who she is. She is, oh, wow. She is Sophia Boutella.
I like
Look
her.
That up on your phone.
I will later.
No, I'll do it now so you can see her.
Okay, this won't transfer into podcast land, but all right.
Will podcast land look her up, too, so you can see what she looks like.
Okay. What's her name again?
Sophia Boutella.
They heard Nutella.
Boutella.
Sophia Boutella.
According to Wikipedia, Sophia Boutella is an Algerian dancer, actress, and musician known mainly for hip-hop and street dance and for Nike women's advertising campaigns.
Wow. She's pretty much a fucking model. A dancer is what they got her listed as. Dancer, actress, musician. But she is hot, and I liked her in this movie. She did a good job. She's like, thank you, Scotty Montgomery. What does she call him?
Thank you, Montgomery Scott. And he said,
Montgomery Scotty?
No,
she
Scott.
Said Scotty.
And he said, well, she said Montgomery Scott, and he said Scotty. And she said, okay, Montgomery Scotty.
Yeah, that was funny. And she's like, don't fuck up my boom box or whatever. He's like, oh, I'm about to add a fucking upgrade to your boom box. And then they start playing it, so they fuck their fucking rotation up, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They fuck the rotation up on the droids. They can't communicate. Yeah, I seen that. She's hot. But they fuck the communication up on the droids, so they can't fucking stay in sequence. And they make a big fucking web out of all their ships. Remember, they're trying to come to the planet, the space planet that they made?
Yeah.
They're trying to destroy the space planet. The Federation's pretty much. That's the whole Federation planet or whatever it is. And they go down there and they make that big web with all the fucking... That was pretty badass. Do you got anything to say about this movie?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I want to hear something from you.
I'm trying not to interrupt.
I ain't heard a goddamn thing from you this
movie. I mean, I like this movie, dude. It was a pretty damn good movie. I mean, it was... I like Into Darkness better. It's been my favorite so far. I even like Into Darkness better than the first one. And you kind of made a joke with me on the last one and said Khan was going to be back in this one. So I
didn't say Khan was going to be back, but it led you to believe.
Yeah, you indwindowayed.
No, that Into Darkness tells you that Khan's going to be back because Spock says... Who is Khan? And he says, Khan will be one of your greatest adversaries in life.
Right.
Well, and he leads him to believe that he's going
to
be back.
And then you kind of led me to believe in a nonchalant kind of way that he is coming back. So I was kind of, the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm expecting him to come back. And that may be why it's not as good as Into Darkness to me. But, I mean, it was a good movie, man. I mean, I enjoyed it. John Cho, it brought back all the original characters, Sulu and... Montgomery Scott and Chekhov and
Scotty.
Bones. I mean, I enjoy the remake, and I like how they did it. The whole remake was just rounded really well. It's not my favorite movie.
Is that your review?
I was just telling you about the movie. You want me to talk about
it? Yeah, I want you to talk about it. But that sounded like a review for sure.
My bad. And good night.
Good night. We're done with the fucking Star Trek movies. We are done with the trilogy.
And
that's our first fucking trilogy we got done with. Do you know that?
We
did Predators first.
We did Predators first.
You fucking bitch got your trilogy out of the way before I got mine out of the way. I see how you work.
Well, we started mine first.
I see how you work.
Started mine
first. I know, but you wanted to start yours first. Who created the system? Yeah, that's how it works. It all goes back to the creator. You created it. You fucking planned it your way, where yours come out first and mine come out second.
You put way too much thought in this.
No, I just thought of it right then. It just came into my mind. But, yeah, Star Trek Beyond was probably... I said all the way through that it was my favorite, but I don't know. Khan's character...
I really like Khan.
Because right now I can't even picture the third... Actually, I can. It was actually the black guy... Remember, he was a captain of the Franklin. Yeah, we didn't even mention that. Mm-mm. And he is playing in a bunch of shit right now, dude. He plays in that badass Tyler Perry movie where he's a fucking killer or some shit.
You want to look up some of the stuff he's been in?
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. You can. But he's fixing to play in some more stuff from what I hear. I want to say he's finna play some superhero or something. Might be wrong.
He's going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
That's it. Yeah.
He was in Finding Dora.
Okay.
Star Trek Beyond. He voiced Fluke in Finding Dora. He was Shere Khan in The Jungle Book.
Wow. Yeah.
He was in...
$600 million in box office.
He was in Avengers Age of Ultron. As the same guy he's going to be in Thor.
Is it? Who is it?
He was in Thor The Dark World. He was in Pacific Rim.
Who's
he
going to be in?
Prometheus.
Who's he going to be in Thor?
He was in Ghost Rider.
Who is he in Thor?
Oh, fuck.
Is it the purple guy?
Heimdall. No.
Oh, okay.
He was in Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He was in the original Thor.
Okay.
He was in The Losers.
I know who he is. Is he the guy with the sword that keeps the realm safe?
I'm not sure.
I think he is. He's the one that stands in front of the gate so nobody can come in.
He was in 28 Weeks Later, the zombie movie.
Okay. He's playing in a bunch of shit.
That's where I remembered him from, the TV show The Wire.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do one word on this movie.
If we're ready, if we talked about the movie.
All right, budget box office.
Let's rate it and review it. We've pretty much
I thought we done went through rating and review.
We've given our
reviews. I'm sorry. You it's gave cool. the review.
And you gave your review at the beginning. So, I mean, we all pretty right. much reviewed it.
All right.
Throw some ratings out. What you got? We know. I think Podcast Land knows how you feel about this movie and how I feel about this movie.
I'm going to have to rate it. I'm going to give it an 8.5. 8.6. 8.6.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah.
I want to say I gave them all an 8. I may have gave Into Darkness an 8.5.
I think I gave it an 8.7. I think I gave the first one an 8.7 too.
IMDb gave it a 7.1. All right, so let's do some budget versus box office. All right, let me start out with the budget and box office of 2009.
150 Star million, Trek. I think.
150 million budget.
Made 260.
257.
260, yeah.
Part 2 in 13, Into Darkness. 190 million budget. 228 million box office. So it lost, I mean, it didn't make as much.
Well, I want to say they went back to their original 150 million on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say they made 300.
Okay. They dropped it, the budget down by 5 million to 185.
Okay.
The second one was 190.
Okay.
They made 158 million.
So they lost money.
Oh yeah, dude. They lost $30 million ish. And their first one made $258 million. The second one made $228 million. The third one made $158 million.
Man, I hate to hear that because I really enjoyed this one.
That makes me feel like there may not be a part 4.
Probably not. Not seeing how they're doing like that. But I still stand behind this movie 100%. It was just as good as the first two, I want to say. Pretty damn close.
I was just checking. Yeah, that's pretty much what it made in box office. That really kind of sucks.
Well, I'm going to give my one word on it, and I'm going to say Federation.
Beyond.
All right, I like it.
All right. Let's play the game. This was your pick, so I picked the guy. I'm going to go with Simon Pegg. That's the only person
I think we did that have on we done, the last one.
Did we do Simon Pegg already?
Yeah, we did Simon Pegg on the last one. So we argued about the end of the world.
All right, John Cho.
Okay. Harold and Kumar goes to White Castle.
I could get you on technicality. It's go to White Castle. All right, Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay.
That's the third one. Ain't it? That's the third one.
I think it's the second.
Do you know the name of the third one then?
Nah.
That's the third one.
I know the third one.
Harold and Kumar. Something Christmas. That's the second one. But I'm not going to go with that.
Because I don't know what it is.
Some might have a Merry Christmas or something. I don't know. I ain't going to go with that.
You might have to look it up.
I'm
going to
go with... Because I don't know if I know another one. Hold on. Might have to go with fucking Merry Christmas or something. Do you know another one?
Well, we've
hold
said
on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I got one. Star Trek Into Darkness.
Yeah. Star Trek.
Is that what it was called?
Into Darkness, yeah.
The first one.
The second one.
I said Into Darkness.
Yeah, I said Star Trek.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah.
You sure that's the full title?
Yeah, it's just Star Trek.
Okay.
First one didn't have a name. It was Star Trek, Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Trek Beyond. All right, so now it's back to you.
Harold and Kumar.
Fuck Santa Claus. With Neil Patrick Harris.
Have a Merry Christmas.
I'll check that if that's what you want it to be. But I will say the only one, only other thing I know that he's been in.
Should have went Chekhov. We had Alpha Dog. That was the only one I know.
American Pie.
Was it who was in American Pie? He was
Milf.
Milf. Damn. Yeah, I ain't even thinking about that. We'll just say you won. We know you won. We ain't got to fact check that. Because you had American Pie, Nick. Alright, well, you won the last two in a row.
That would have pushed off. But I want to see what the Harold and Kumar Christmas thing is. I was also going to say Sleepy Hollow, because he was a main character in the first season until he died.
That don't count. We're just talking movies.
We've said that in the past. We did that with Three's Company on Stay Tuned. Well, Stay Tuned that narrowed yet.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I reckon
we'll but either way, what were we looking up? What's that guy's name?
You said Chow something. Oh, Chow.
John Chow. Cho. John Cho.
No, it's Chow. There ain't no Chinese people named Cho.
I think it's John Cho.
Chinese people ain't got but four names. It's Chow, Ching, Chong, and Chun.
Oh, he's going to be in... Oh, my God. He's going to be in the new Gremlins movie.
Hell yeah.
No, it says Gemini. Sorry, I read that wrong.
That's fine. John Chow would have been good in Gremlins, I think. Do you hear Sal and Q talk about the Gremlins movie?
Oh, he was in Sleepy Hollow in between Star Trek 2 and 3.
Did you hear Sal and Q talk about the Gremlins movie?
Mm-hmm.
They think that it needs to be puppets instead of CGI?
Yeah, he was in Total Recall.
What do you think? Do you think it should be some puppets or CGI?
I think it should be both.
I think it should be CGI.
I think it should have both.
I think it should be straight up CGI.
Okay,
CGI is good enough to now. Now, CGI, in the 90s, CGI, no. In the early 2000s, CGI, no. But now, CGI is good enough to be realistic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, go CGI all the way, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm with you.
I mean, I understand the purpose of needing more actor roles out there. Midgets need jobs, too. And puppeteers need jobs, too. But these CGI fucking, these computer guys need jobs, too, man. And they're fucking doing it, man. Look at The Jungle Book, man. That whole fucking movie was CGI, and I couldn't tell it.
Yeah. All right, he was also in Total Recall. He was in American Reunion. All right, Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
3D Christmas.
Oh, there's more. Harold and Kumar's Yuletide Jams.
Okay.
You
know what they are? They're the
Harold and Kumar Go to Amsterdam.
You know what they are? They're the foreign Beavis and Butthead. Am I right?
You're right. All right, so anyway, okay, so we're done with the game.
You know what I sent a picture of the other day? You know what I sent a picture on Facebook the other day?
What's that?
It was a picture of the guy that plays in Doctor Strange, the guy that plays as Doctor Strange, and Neil Patrick Harris. And it showed them side by side with a picture of Beavis and Butthead, and Neil Patrick Harris was Beavis. And the other guy was Butthead, and they kind of looked similar to Beavis and Butthead. And they was like, they need to make this happen. A real fucking Beavis and Butthead movie. Don't you think they need to make that happen?
Yes.
Yes, they need to make that happen. Would you not watch that fucking movie?
Is that the picture you saw right there?
That is the picture I saw. All
right.
Now, what did you Google that?
No, that is on our page. I posted.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I watched it on our Smoky Shelter.
From the 1st of January.
That's where I seen it, man. But that right there, they should make that happen. Right?
Right.
So I called that like I seen it, didn't I?
Yep, you called it like you seen it.
All right, well,
Podcast Land, if you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed this series of Star Trek, check us out at smokeyshelter.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on Podomatic. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and review. We're on Podbean. Podbean. Check us out there. Working on a YouTube channel. We'll be on there for too long, but you can always find us on Facebook.
And check our new shit out, man. We got some, we still haven't come up with a name for it. But we just did our first episode
tonight.
We
did our first episode
and it will be out this week sometime.
Sure. Check us out, patreon.com. We got a lot of cool extra shit there you can check us out on. I think we're pretty much done. Any last words, Big Lance?
No, I ain't got one.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Later.
All right. That's how we do it.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
I ain't had nothing this time, man. I started to leave them hanging for like 1 minute. Just make them listen to dead air for a minute.